Okay, good morning. I thought practice today, I thought the effort and the execution was pretty good for the most part. I like this team. They still have the work ethic and desire, I think, defensively, that we're playing very confident and, relaxed like they should be in the third year of the system. And offensively, we've added some different wrinkles that guys are been working real hard at, and different techniques, and overall it's been good. Obviously today we cut it a little bit short because of the lightning, but I didn't want any of y'all to get hit by lightning. I'd miss you. All right, questions.
Mike, you've mentioned this spring that you like what you've seen from Bridgewater in terms of deep balls in practice. Why has he been better? Has it been a mechanical thing, continuity with receivers? Why do you think he's been a little bit better this spring?
I think we've just focused on it a little bit more. There was a play last week that kind of showed me the progression. There was we had a hard count. One of the guys on defense jumped, and we had a play action off of it, and he saw the guy jump. He said, "Gotcha," and then he saw the safety bite a little bit and just hummed it right down the middle of the field about 55 yards and perfect strike. So those are the kind of things that I see that, 2 years ago or early last year, I don't think he would have done. But there's been there's other plays like that where he sees the safety bite and he'll end up. I think he just looks more comfortable and confident as well in the things that he's doing.
How important is it to hit on those just a little bit more often to open things up for the intermediate passing game and the running game?
It's always important because you can back people up. But, the percentages on deep balls are not really very good. I don't care who's throwing them. It's a timing, the arc on the ball, guys are running full speed downfield, but sometimes you get pass interferences and things like that, which are good things too. So, I was talking to Norv about this today. I've talked about this not being able to press a few times. Well, a lot of times it's hard to get them when the corners are off all the time, but we still got to throw, them. But, if you're up there pressed, you see the guy get beat or he's hip to hip when they're running, and, you take a few more shots when you're doing that, which we'll emphasize in training camp.
You've touched upon it before, but how much of a step does he need to take this season, given that he's got an improved offensive line, he's got another weapon in Treadwell? I mean, he's got more to work with, and he's more experienced.
Well, I don't know how you measure how much of a step you take. I still go back to great quarterbacks win, and that's the thing that this guy does. He's a winner. I don't know what his – can you look up his record for me? He's – whatever it is, he wins games. And to me, that's the most important thing. There's a lot more to being playing quarterback than just throwing a ball through the wall. I won't name the guys, but I can, off the top of my head, think of a lot of really, really strong-arm quarterbacks that didn't win, number one, and didn't take care of the ball and didn't do things right. Number one picks in the draft, too.
Emerson Griffin was singing your praises in terms of how you two have connected. What have you found in him as a player and a leader?
Well, it's, I think with Everson, we didn't have any kind of relationship before I got here, but, this kid works hard. He's a grinder. He wants to be great. He loves the competitive part of the game, the physical part of the game, and he's a tremendous athlete that can do an awful lot of things. I guess his attitude and mine's similar in a lot of things. Hopefully we're a little different, but.
Like Adrian had said before, he wanted to be more versatile for this offense. Is that something that's a focal point during practices with him?
Well, we're working on it, yeah. And today there was two plays that really showed me today that, some of the things we're working on that, there was one play down in the red zone early that, I had not seen him make that cut before, and a lot of times that's the one that you hit big ones on. And then there was another play out of the gun that later on that he I thought he made an excellent read and cut out of it.
Thank you.
Mike, you not being satisfied is a theme you like to hit on a lot. How do you measure where the club is in terms of its commitment to not settling, maybe sort of needing to take another step?
Well, I think it's really how hard they work and how hard they compete. And, you know, I don't – I mean, this team works. They work. I mean, you guys saw practice today. They work. There's not a lot of jacking around. Guys are focused on their jobs, and you know, they go out there and compete and try to win, but they practice the right way. You know, I think I saw one guy on the ground today that he ended up falling, you know, not receivers, but guys in the middle of the stuff. So they know how to practice to do things right. You know, for the most part today, we didn't have very many pre-snap penalties, which has been an emphasis this spring. And so, you know, I just kind of watch them how they go about their business and try to have a feel for it. And if they're not, you know, something happened last week. They were doing something I didn't like, and I kind of told them about it. So, you know, it's just I think when you have good guys, you have smart guys, you have guys that care, you know, you don't have to do that a lot. But if they ever get out of line, then they know that Daddy's mad.
Mike, you were complimentary last week with Cordero, kind of what you've seen this spring. What are, like, the signs to you of when a guy like him has figured out the work there?
Yeah, he's not making mental errors, very, very few mental errors. He's running the routes at the proper depth. He's lining up in the proper place. You know, it's not, I don't know that it's ever been an issue with athletic ability with him, but maybe sometimes the focus and you know, it's like today out in practice, in stretch, he, you know, sometimes guys say hi to me or something, and he said, I'm going to get better today, you know, so that's his focus now that, you know, in the past it was maybe not all about that.
Why has that changed all of a sudden?
I don't know. Sometimes it takes guys a little while to figure it out, you know, it's sometimes – when, you know, I heard some other players say this, you know, a lot of guys, they're able to do a lot of things because of their athletic ability that they can get away with in some of their younger years in high school and college and things like that, junior college or wherever. And, you know, they just take some while to figure out. Some guys are just different.
Mike, that was 17-11.
17-11, that's not bad.
Mike, how has Danielle Hunter looked to you this spring?
Nothing good. You know, he works real hard. He, you know, he's the same athlete as he was. He's probably a little bit bigger and stronger than he was. But, you know, Danelle is a guy that continually tries to do things right, and there's some things we're working on trying to get him better. But I thought he's looked good.
What are the things that, I mean, he showed some of those things as a rookie. I know you guys were happy with his progress. What are the things that he needs to do to be able to get to that next level?
Well, for him, you know, he's got great speed and great length. And for him, he has to consistently use those things. You know, I think a lot of times he, especially as a young guy, was thinking a little bit too much. And so it's more about reacting and using the ability that he has. And some guys try to be too perfect as well, and that slows them down a little bit. So, you know, one of the big things that I'm talking to him all the time is being low, coming off the ball, you know, his first step, he's got a great first step, and he's got to make sure he threatens the offensive lineman with that, and then be an athlete, really.
Jarius Wright has been regarded by some, you know, as more of a number three receiver type, but he's obviously, does he have a shot to start this year if Treadwell's not ready? I mean, is he legitimately in the mix, you think?
I think everybody's in the mix, and, you know, I know you guys are asking me a lot of questions about lineups and how's this guy. And, you know, the one thing that I want to be very careful to do, and the players know this and the coaches do too, is I don't want to evaluate guys in shorts and underwear. You know, the game's played in pads and, you know, so, I mean, we're always evaluating guys trying to get them better. But things can change once the pads come on and, you know, you got to carry your pads. You got to be a little more physical and things like that. So, you know, I'm trying not to be an instant evaluator on anything.
But the strides that Jarius has made, maybe
some. Yeah, Jarius is doing good. He's, you know, he's got good speed coming out. I think he's understanding the system a lot better. You know, like all receivers, he wants to catch more balls. But, you know, that's not different than anybody else.
In terms of the playbook and stuff, did he have an easier transition than most free agents? Kind of understand the concept?
Yes. Good. He's extremely athletic. He's long. Great kid. Talented. And good athlete. And fast. And a lot of good things.
Move him to that weak side spot.
I just think it's a better spot for him. I mean, I've always thought that. I won't go into why we didn't do it there, but I think that's the best spot for him.
Where did Xavier make the biggest strides last year, and what sort of a cornerback do you think he can become when he puts it all together?
I don't know about last year, but where he's at right now, I feel like, you know, sometimes with Xavier in the past, like when we come in for the off season, it would be starting over again. And this year he's not like that. He's back into we didn't have to go back and redo everything. You know, it's some of the more intricate things he was able to continue to do while he's been here this spring. I think he can be a really good cornerback. You know, he's obviously got great length, and he can run. He can turn his hips good. He's physical. You know, sometimes Dave's his own worst enemy, and, you know, he'll get down on himself a little bit. But I think he feels confident about what he's done this spring. I think he's improved a lot in his off coverage this spring. You know, and we're going to have to get back working on bump and run when we get back.
He's so calm, quiet off the field. What's he like on game day?
He's pretty much the same. I mean, he'll get frustrated once in a while when things aren't going his way, but he's a great kid. He's a tremendous person that I think he wants to continue to be really good, and he cares.
The wrinkles on the offense, how are they doing with that so far? Can you get a good read on it without pads?
Well, you know, one of the things I look at, Mark, is when, you know, if you watch our defensive backs, they do the drills the exact same way. They turn at the right time. You know, their footwork is the same. Their pad level is the same. You watch the offensive line. Those guys are doing those things as well. So you see, you know, you watch linebackers and they're both take, you know, they look like twins taking the same steps. You watch a defensive line and the way they take their steps and the way they use their hands. And so to me, what I'm seeing with the offensive line is everything is looking the same. You know, it's a lot of different things, but, and it's still a work in progress. It's not anywhere near finished, but, I haven't asked any of the offensive linemen if they like it or they don't like it because I really don't care. But I think they're improving. I do see improvement on the things that we're trying to teach them and trying to get them to do.
Time for two more.
Not having Boone out there, is that how big a deal is that?
Not too much. You know, we like to have everybody out there, but it shouldn't be a big deal. He's a pretty smart guy, even though he went to Ohio State.
Last one.
Is he out the whole all week or?
We'll see tomorrow and the next day. Okay, thank you.